This is a bonus episode of the Off the Deck podcast. Hi, I'm Maggie Mestrich, the Director of Business Development for the Carmel Swim Club and Carmel Swim Academy. We share stories and experiences from our Carmel Swim Club alumni as a way to demonstrate the incredible, long-lasting impact that swimming, and specifically swimming with Carmel Swim Club, can have on your life. Today, I am talking with Peyton Mosbaugh. Peyton, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited to get to talk to you. Why don't we jump right in? Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Can you place yourself within the context of Carmel swimming? When did you join Carmel Swim Club? How long did you do it? All that jazz.
Yeah, so I joined Carmel swimming when I was in eighth grade. So I swam for Carmel from 2010 until 2015.
Okay.
Very cool.
Had you swum for a different club before then, or were you just starting swimming in eighth grade?
No, I actually switched clubs. So yeah.
You'd been swimming for a little bit before you came over.
Yeah, I started swimming when I was nine, but decided to switch before I went into high school.
Very good. Where are you now, geographically, professionally, personally, whatever you care to share?
Well, I am located in Indianapolis, and I just finished up getting my master's degree in data science. And I currently work for Public Consulting Group in downtown Indy as a technical business analyst.
And I have to shout out that you're a Miami University alumni because my dad is an alum of there as well. So he always loves hearing it. I'm still not used to saying it, but he loves cheering for other Red Hawks. So it's very good.
Love and honor.
Exactly. All right. Let's go back a little further. You talked about starting competitive swimming when you were 9 years old, but can you remember some of your earliest experiences around the water? It doesn't have to be related to competitive swimming.
Yeah, so I've actually always been drawn to the water, and for as long as I can remember, I've always been around water. I actually was in swim lessons before I could even talk because my parents couldn't keep me away. But yeah, so then I finally joined a swim club when I was nine, and I just remember being so excited that I was finally with other people that loved swimming and loved being in the water as much as I did.
All right. Did you have to do a lot of convincing of your parents to sign you up to take that leap, or were you guys just kind of, they saw how much you loved it and wanted to channel it positively?
They saw how much I loved it, and they just thought that it was an opportunity that they couldn't pass up, so.
Good move. Very good move. Can you call out what the most significant lesson that you learned during your time with Carmel Swim Club might be?
Yeah, so I think that the thing that I took away the most from Carmel is the fact that you should never stop trying to better yourself, whether it's waking up at 5 a.m. for morning practices or staying after practice late to do film or technique work, or even staying after a swim meet and being the last one on the pool deck, cleaning up your area and leaving it better than you found it. I think that Carmel is just always pushing you to be a better version of yourself. And I think that's so applicable even after you're done swimming, which I found. So I think that that's just an awesome thing that I learned from Carmel.
Oh, I love that. What advice or insights would you offer to current swimmers?
I would say to definitely celebrate the little wins. When I was in high school, I actually started making a list after every single practice or meet of things that I thought that I did well on. It kind of relates back to what Chris Plum would always tell me, and that is be happy but not satisfied. So with celebrating the little wins, I was able to kind of do little celebrations of my improvements and how I was moving forward. But it also motivated me to come back to practice the next day and get even better at those things, or just it kind of bettered my focus going into practices and training.
I marvel at that, that as a high schooler, you had the wherewithal to start that kind of a practice for yourself. I'm just thinking, I'm 37 and I'm like, shoot, I need to just do that every day just to help with your framework and your perspective. And I think especially when you're practicing in an environment, you are in the high performance group, which could be pretty competitive. Yeah. And was not always structured in such a way that you were going to succeed every day. So to learn to identify moments of success and positivity within maybe a day that wasn't always your, what you might call and be like, yes, this was a great day. I think that's huge. I love that, Peyton. That's awesome.
Yeah. When I first joined Carmel and I was in high performance, I just kind of really struggled because the club that I was previously on, I was kind of like a big fish in a little pond. And then coming in and swimming every single day against some of the best swimmers in the nation, it can be intimidating. So
yeah,
I found myself kind of down when I was leaving practices. And so this was just a way to kind of switch my mindset.
Yeah.
And it's a huge difference in my performance, not only in practices, but even in meets too. So
that's just fantastic. Thank you for sharing that.
Of course.
What would you tell somebody who is thinking about joining Carmel Swim Club?
I would say that without a doubt, it will be the best decision that you ever make. I know it sounds cheesy, but I've learned that even as an athlete or the person that you are outside of the pool, Carmel really helps you be the best version of yourself. And even after swimming's over and you're applying to colleges or you're interviewing for jobs, people see that you're from Carmel and they know that you have the drive, the motivation, that you're going to put in the time and effort that it takes in order to be successful. And I think that that alone makes it worthwhile. And then on top of that, you meet great people and you have great experiences. But at the end of the day, I think that that's something that can reflect in everyday life.
Definitely. What would you tell somebody who was thinking about joining Carmel Swim Club?
I would say to definitely join. The people alone are just make it worthwhile. I mean, some of my friends that I met in high school at Carmel are in my wedding party. So it's lifelong experiences and relationships that alone make it worthwhile. And then to add all of the benefits that you get on as an athlete and just having an excelled training regimen, I think all of that is just amazing.
All right. This is a question that has proven, you don't have to narrow it down to just one. People have been asking people what their favorite Carmel swimming memory is. And I have many people ask if they can give more than one. And absolutely, you can give more than one.
I think my favorite Carmel memory was actually from my very first meet competing at Carmel. I somehow ended up in a tie in the 50 free and I had to do a swim off and it was my very first swim off ever. And I remember being so nervous behind the block. And then next thing I know, Lacey Locke, a teammate at the time who I had never even spoken to, she got the entire team to line up along the side of the pool deck to cheer me on. And just in that moment, I realized that I had such a strong support system
that
I hadn't previously had, and that I was a part of something so much bigger than myself, which I thought was really special.
Oh, I love that. I'm not surprised that it was Lacey leading a group.
No, not in the slightest.
Do you think there's anything that someone might be surprised to learn about Carmel Swim Club?
Yeah. So, I mean, for me coming into it, I was really intimidated because you are training with the best athletes in the nation. And I think one thing that really surprised me was regardless of your times or your skill or your level, you are equally valued at Carmel as long as you put in the time and effort that it takes. And even if you're the first heat at a meet or you're in the last heat, your success is equally as exciting.
Yeah.
Any of the people that are a part of the program. So I think that that's really special.
I agree. I mean, you look at, when you read the newspaper, you might think that there are only Olympic trial qualifiers or NCAA champions that have come out of this program or were part of it. But at the end of the day, like today we have 433 kids on the club. Not all 433 kids are winning every race that they're in. And you and I were both in the program at a time where there was a coach who always reminded us that there were only two things we could control, our attitude and our effort, as you just spoke to. And I firmly believe that you are correct, that's what's valued across the board. Anything else that you would like to add?
I would just like to add, thank you so much for having me on, because Carmel was such an influential stage in my life, and it's just so nice to be able to reflect on my time at Carmel.
Oh, thank you, Peyton.
Thank you.